The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Welcome to The Lawyer's Edge, a program that seeks to answer your questions on civil, criminal, constitutional, and political legal matters with attorneys Robert J. Slama and David Trotty. Robert J. Slama is a U.S. veteran and prominent attorney who has served as counsel for some of Jacksonville's most high-profile cases. Robert Slama is a member of the Florida Bar and the U.S. Supreme Court Bar Associations. He's argued cases in Florida, as well as constitutional cases, before the highest court in the land. David Trotty is a Florida Bar attorney, practicing since 2000, and is a certified civil and family law mediator and a qualified arbitrator in the state of Florida. His practice focuses on family and criminal law issues and mediation. He's a former Marine who served in Japan and the U.S. Embassy in Austria and Tanzania. Also a federal police officer with the Central Intelligence Agency. It's now time to discuss today's legal topics and issues and how they impact your family and small business. Now, live from the WBOB studios, here's attorneys Robert J. Slama and David Trotty.
And welcome to The Lawyer's Edge. I'm Roger Henderson, along with Robert Slama, who is out of town right now, but we've got him connected with us. Hello, Robert. Good afternoon.
Hello, Roger, and good afternoon. How did your Christmas go?
Can't complain. It went okay. Obviously, getting to spend time with my my family was also, very important and worthwhile, but I had a good time. How was yours?
It was an interesting one. As you know, my mother died on December 29th, and this is kind of deja vu all over again, which is why I'm still out of town. But, it was a perfect, beautiful Christmas, and okay. You know that sometimes in the midst of these sorts of events, there's still some magic to how wonderful our Christmas was. It was one of the best Christmases as an adult I've ever had. And yeah. So, we certainly take that with us. But, the funeral and such will be this week. But we had a good time in light of all of that. And here we are. Our mission and our life's work goes on.
And again, our deepest condolences from all of us here at the radio station on the passing of your mother. And I know it's got to be a difficult time for you and your family, but we're all praying for you and, wishing you encouragement, believing, of course, that she is in a better place and it's just a temporary separation.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, Roger. And, we come together as a community when we experience loss. All of the people like you, the station, friends, become very important in that healing process. But, and it's kind of funny. We were talking about David and I and you last time, a little bit about New Year's resolutions and challenges that come in the new year. And I certainly didn't see this one coming. But these challenges never stop and they always come. And they come and they hit us at times and places that we're not always ready for. So here we are. But I wanted to ask you, did you think any more about, as you kind of rolled into the new year, here we are, did you think a little bit more about what your resolution is?
You know what? I have been thinking about some New Year's resolutions. I definitely want to improve upon, my daily devotions, making it more consistent and a stronger discipline in my life that includes daily Bible reading and prayer. And that's probably my number one resolution this year.
Now that's a good one. And the way Stephen Covey, from as David said, he didn't know who Stephen was, but Stephen Covey kind of breaks down a couple of areas. One, he calls it sharpening your saw, and so out of your day, having time for.
Okay, unfortunately, our connection...
Things that you enjoy. Having time for spiritual, emotional impact. As we kind of break down our day, we have 8 hours or so, whatever it is, attributed to work. So we know that's in place. And you already have, hopefully, 8 hours in sleep because you need that. That's 16 hours. That leaves us with that other one-third, which includes things like eating. It includes appointments. It includes a devotional. It includes all these things, fitness. And when you really think of this in this way, after you knock out all of the things that you have to do, you really come to realize just out of each day, that magic 8 hours, just how little time you have for the things that really matter. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. All of us have 24 hours in the day, and I think it, budgeting that time is probably the a priority all of us, you know, are going to have to, you know, handle each and every day of our lives. So making the best of the time we've got, especially at a time like this when we think about the brevity of this life on Earth.
And, you know, and the reason I keep hitting that, Roger, is that's how a normal day should go. What happens when we have a legal issue that then comes and impacts our life?
Well, that is important to have friends like you that we can call upon to handle any legal crisis that may require your expertise.
Playoff game.
All right, Robert, are you there?
But it's your world. It's your place. Now all that time gets jumbled up, and you've got to figure out how you're going to handle and manage not just the legal thing, but how you're going to manage how it affects all quarters of your life. Does that make sense?
Yeah, we did lose you for a little bit of the conversation, but in the general sense, we kind of get what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Did you...
Okay, it looks like, unfortunately, our connection with Robert Slama isn't as ideal as we would prefer.
Can you hear me?
I hear you now, yes.
Yeah. Let me pick back up the place that I was trying to get to is, do you notice what it is that as our normal life can be disrupted by all these things that come across our path, but when they're of a legal nature...
Yeah,
hello?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Okay. I apologize. Sometimes there's these little connections get a little bit tricky. But what I want to get into today, Roger, is that helping us all understand that there's a way in which to handle how we manage. Here's the word manage. As we realize there's very short time in the day and time in the week and the month and the year, how these legal issues, if they're not handled right. And I'm going to talk today about consider it the most important topic. I think David would agree. Managing, how to manage a legal issue and how to manage all of the various aspects and kind of what's required to handle what seems like anything, whether it's from small claims court all the way up to very difficult and expansive litigation. And Roger, you're gonna be my guy.
Okay.
And I'm gonna use as an example. And we're gonna walk through how you handle these things, because if you can't manage it correctly, where most people have the greatest difficulty after they understand that they're either going into the legal system or they're gonna be dealing with the legal system, how to do it. And how to do it in a way that they're not only successful, they're able to manage their funds, they're able to manage their time, and they're able to manage a successful outcome. Let's talk about that today. You're listening to A Lawyer's Edge. And by the way, please call in at 222-TALK, 222-TALK. We're here. I want to talk to you, and I want to help you learn how to better manage litigation in such a way that you can be successful, a wonderful outcome.
All right. You are listening to The Lawyer's Edge with Robert J. Slama, attorney at law, here on AM 600 and 101.1 FM Talk Radio, WBOB. I'm Roger Henderson, Robert Slama, out of town on a family emergency right now, but still taking time this afternoon to handle your legal questions. So feel free to call in today at 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Here on The Lawyer's Edge, any legal question you may have whatsoever, feel free to put it to Robert this afternoon. He'll be happy to answer your legal question today here on The Lawyer's Edge on Talk Radio WBOB.
Dedicated to helping families. A law firm dedicated to you. The law firm of Robert J. Slama.
Hi, I'm Robert Slama, and I want to be your family's attorney. For over 17 years, I've assisted the Jacksonville community by providing a full-service law firm for families, not the rich and powerful, but for everyday families like yours. Since 1998, I have handled some of the most complicated cases in Jacksonville, including Brenton Butler, and more recently, the jury verdict and Jermaine DeBose. Whether it's family law, including divorce, custody, or bankruptcy, juvenile law, personal injury, probate, civil rights, or not-for-profit and churches, I'm dedicated to helping your family with your legal needs. I'm Robert Slama, and I want to be your family's attorney. Call me anytime. My number is 904-296-1050, or you may text me at 838-8607. The law firm of Robert J. Slama.
Welcome back to The Lawyer's Edge. I'm Roger Henderson, along with Robert J. Slama, attorney at law, and he is out of town on a family emergency right now, but is willing to take your calls during the hour, so feel free to check in with us. And let us know if you have any legal questions today. The number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Before the break, he set up our scenario for the day, and sometimes things can, you know, catch us off guard. We don't necessarily know what to expect when life throws our way at any given moment. And what do you do when you have a legal issue that comes into your life unexpectedly? We'd love to hear from you if you have a question for Robert today. The number is 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. The Lawyer's Edge is on the air with Robert Slama and David Trotty every Tuesday afternoon at the same time. David Trotty could not make it today, and Robert Slama is out of town. I believe he's connecting to us now, and we've got him back with us on the line. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, great. Great to have you back as we kind of navigate through some of the technical issues here today as you come to us on the air from a remote location out of town on a family emergency. As we were mentioning before the break, what happens when a legal crisis comes into your life unexpectedly? What do you do at that time to handle that situation? And I think that's the question we're posing to our listeners this afternoon, Robert.
Absolutely. And I think the first thing is, Roger and David and I were kind of talking about this last time, managing some of this. Let's say, and more directly, it's a family law issue. The first thing is, you're coming to grips with that your best friend has become your adversary overnight. Second is, your finances, your relationship with your children, your work schedule, your money, your savings, your investment, your house, your retirement is all now subject to distribution and decision making in the court. So the first thing is, there's the fear, there's the uncertainty, there is the, in some respects, if it's coupled with violence and some other issues, drug abuse, domestic violence, and the list goes on, that becomes very, very stressful, scary, causes people beyond any nightmare scenario that you can think of. It's not always as clean, as neat as you would like it to be. So it's messy. The word I'll use is it's a very messy situation. So the first thing you have to do is you have to realize that your world as you know it has changed. Now, how it's going to change, here's the problem, Roger. A lot of people start to handle this on their own. Here's the problem. They don't understand how everything I just said, they're aware of all of that, but they don't know how it translates into how they make decisions today, how they make decisions tomorrow, and how they plan for their future. So for the time being, fear fills much of their thoughts. For some, depression and stress. And for others, the uncertainty kills them. And so what a lot of people do, they feel like if they're touching and they're doing something, they're helping their situation get better. Here's what they don't realize. If you don't make the right moves at the right time doing the right thing, not only might this bad situation stay bad, this bad situation might get much worse. Now, it usually comes unexpectedly. It doesn't mean it has to, but it very well can cause many, 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 many problems. That now, when I say things getting worse, if your situation starts to unravel like a lot of them do, then you start having problems at work, and then you're looking at losing your job at work. Now you have no income. Then add to it, you make the wrong move or the wrong decision in terms of other matters, and you end up in jail, and then you end up losing your job, and then you end up in this straight decline. And it affects every aspect of your life. Now, does that sound like a very likely or possible scenario, what I just described, Roger?
It's unfortunate. You know, one of those things that I would hope would never happen in my life, but I know it happens to people who are listening right now to WBLB every day. And obviously, you know, not something that happens on an ongoing basis to someone, the same person all the time, but there are people who face that scenario all the time. And very often, completely out of the blue, they answer the door one day and there's a service processor, you know, handing them a divorce papers, and they thought everything was fine. Or, you know, they find themselves in a legal situation. Something as surprising as maybe loaning a friend a car, and that person ended up doing something illegal with their car, and now their car becomes the property of the state. Things like this happen all the time, Robert.
No question. And I'll add to that, this is a real client. This is a real situation, a prototype or a typical situation that can happen, and how bad it can go very quickly. And this is all under the topic of managing or handling litigation, and certainly family law litigation. One day, Guy realizes that his wife is having an affair. As she is having an affair with somebody else, for whatever reason brings all to be, he starts to realize that his relationship may be able to be
It appears that we are having more technical. Okay. Yeah, unfortunately, our connection with Robert Slama is not as good as we would prefer. We are coming up on a break soon, however, and I think if Robert, if we we still have you on the line. You may want to wrap up. We got a minute till break time.
Oh, sure. Roger, can you hear me okay now?
We hear you fine now.
So what will typically happen then, Roger, is that from that situation that I was trying to describe, she has an affair, the normal thought is we're going to get together and we're going to try to restore the relationship. And the hope that restoration is coming, sometimes that is and sometimes it isn't. But in the meantime, what do you do when you come to realize that your relationship that you have these years invested into and that you have a partner, a person that you're going through the best and the worst with, what do you do when you realize that the relationship is now coming apart, it's going in a different direction? How do we manage that, both in the court and out of the court, and be successful? Let's talk about that. Please call in. You can call 222-TALK, 222-TALK. You can remain anonymous, and you are. But let's talk about it because it's important in order for all of us to be successful. So call me at 222-TALK. You're listening to Lawyer's Edge.
Welcome back to The Lawyer's Edge. I am the non-attorney spokesperson co-hosting with Robert Slama today on The Lawyer's Edge. Robert, however, is an attorney at law and a part of the member of the Florida Bar as well as the United States federal courts, including the U.S. Supreme Court Bar. Robert, welcome back. I understand you are out of town. It's a family emergency, and our condolences again on the passing of your mom. Very difficult time during the Christmas season, but thank you for being a part of our lineup today as you continue to offer legal help to those in need here in the Jacksonville area while you are out of town.
Absolutely, and thank you, Roger. And I want to pick back up because the scenario that I laid out, initially, what is so difficult to come up with a plan or how you're going to handle it, is when it hits, your world as you know it starts falling apart. Now, look, I understand some people expected it. Some people were interested in it and all kinds of things. I mean, I realize there were different variations, but by and large, I always say there's magic to the paper. And part of the magic to the paper is it doesn't become real until it's real. And when it does, people's feelings, one may have wanted it, the other didn't want it. One may know it's coming, but I'll take that scenario as well. Now, I used this example. This is with a real client that I've had in the past, and it's very symbolic of what happens for a lot of people. Something like this. Even if you know it's coming, now all of a sudden, that person gets with a lawyer, and so you were expecting that they were going to pay certain things. They were going to take care of certain obligations, including the children, support they were paying. So what happens now? You go to your bank account, you look at the bank account, and what you realize is the other night, he or she took all the money out and left you with $50. You have a light bill. You don't know who's paying what. All you know is that the day before, though there were struggles and trials in the house and things going on, now you have that same issue, only now a lot of the uncertainty has come into play. And to boot, you no longer have money and cash. I've had clients who they were on the road traveling, and all of a sudden they went to go get gas and found out there was no money in the account. And that they were cleaned out. This person has moved out, had a place to go, had a place to be, and you're nowhere. You're absolutely nowhere. Well, what do you do with that? Where do you start? And why I bring these scenarios up? Some folks it works out because they then have the good fortune, and I'm going to use the word the good fortune, in order to get with the right person to pursue coming up with a plan. But the plan is more than just a legal plan. By now, I hope you get the point. It's also to help manage you, to help manage decisions that need to be made in the home, to help manage decisions about how do you even interact with this person? How do you handle things like the children, drop-off, pickup? Suppose there's another person involved. All of a sudden, I'll give you a real scenario. Typical, but a real scenario. And it can be he or she, don't get me wrong. And oftentimes these days, it tends to be more she than he. Moves out, living with the person that they had been seeing secretly for a while. And as this person moves out, I'm going to give a real scenario and I'll make it real life. Female, having an affair with a guy, moves out, tells him, you've got to get out of this house by next Friday. And if you don't, I'm taking the kids and we're leaving and I'm going to go live with the paramour. What do you do with that, Raj?
It's now, difficult stuff, but people deal with this every day, unfortunately.
Yeah, I mean, now you're trying to figure out money, finances, what's going to happen with your kids, what's going to happen with you, and you're sitting there at work. Maybe your mind is on everything but what it should be on. And now you're trying to figure out, you know, where's my whole life going? Well, let's start here. Because it may sound obvious, but maybe it's not. A lot of folks are trying to get their hands around the situation and doing what I call self-help. So in a real situation, he went out there to go see her. When he went out there to go see her, he quickly learned that this kind of put him on a collision course with this other guy. That ended up in a domestic violence situation. That ended up causing him to go to jail. That ended up affecting the whole dynamics of how to resolve their situation once that had happened. And also, it led to DCF being called in, and it led to changes in or affecting how child custody would happen and everything. So
this is not a novel, Robert. This is a real life story that happened to someone.
Oh, yes, just a month ago. And I say that because oftentimes people in these early stages, Roger, you'll hear me say course management. Tiger Woods taught it to us, and then he forgot his own lesson. He's the one who taught us about golf is more than strokes and shots. It's about course management. How do you manage the course? The first thing I introduce my clients to is, I got to change your vocabulary, because it's not about just swinging a club and hitting shots, which is the same way people play golf. You got to beat the course. And when you're involved in litigation, what do you have to beat, Roger? You got to beat the courts. Your course is your court. It lays out the rules. It lays out what par is. It lays out how many strokes and what strokes you're going to take. It lays out the whole thing. So if you don't understand the course you're playing on, how are you going to be successful on that course?
Life can be complicated, and it's a course that very often people don't have any idea that they're having to play 2 weeks earlier. They find out by surprise.
And you can't just go online and do what some do. You know, when I'm getting ready to change my mirror on my car, yes, I went on YouTube. I looked up what was going to be involved in order to do that, and I quickly realized something. It required taking the whole inside of my door out, a lot of pieces, a lot of parts to change an outside mirror. With all of that, because I did my due diligence and I did my homework, what I realized was before I got in there and I broke it and I had my door taken apart, I realized I don't have the time to do this, but also I don't really have all the tools to do this.
And as we try to reestablish our connection with Robert.
Do it. Yeah. But you see what I'm saying? Then I'm paying someone to do it anyway.
Right.
Right? You know how many people show up at my door with their door in pieces, the parts on the ground, and that look in their face And they're saying, Robert, you know, help me. And I'm like, I can, but I wish you had come to me about 2-3 weeks ago. Because if I had started with you from the very beginning, you wouldn't be in this situation. Now you broke the thing. And now everything is going to be not only more difficult, more expensive. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. If you try to handle something outside of your level of expertise, and we're a couple of minutes away from another break, Robert, very often you can end up making it worse. It's a good idea to realize your skill set. And there are people who are professionals at this, like yourself, when it comes to law or in any area, that it's good to turn to them if we need their help than to try to fix it ourselves. Yeah, it's great if you can handle some things on your own, but there's certain things you probably shouldn't try to handle on your own. Robert, if I'm not mistaken, even lawyers don't try to handle their own legal issues. They hire another lawyer. Am I correct?
That's exactly right. And even, and I think what you find is among professionals, and I'll say this kind of across the board, is you realize how important knowledge and information and expertise is. And you know that there are limits to what you can do. Nobody can do it all. And though sometimes we like to think of ourselves that way, that we can learn anything and we can. But when you learn stuff while you're doing it on the fly, what happens? You got to be willing to live with the mistakes. So when it comes to all of these issues, it's so important that first, even in the early stages, in other words, why I went through these stories is people think, well, I don't need an attorney until we're getting into court. No, no, no. You need the attorney, just like you need a doctor to help manage your situation before you ever get to a surgery.
30
and
seconds.
If you do it right, Roger, you may not need the bad surgery and you may not need a lot of the litigation that follows. I don't know how many cases I've been able to handle with lots of assets, lots of issues, lots of pieces and moving parts. Because people came early, I got to them early, we were able to manage the course and get them through without a lot of the foolishness that usually ends up coming. But in the last segment, we're going to get into some nitty-gritty, particularly about managing the course.
All right, we'll be back with more of The Lawyer's Edge and your calls at 222-TALK here on WBO.
Law firm dedicated to helping families. A law firm dedicated to you. The law firm of Robert J. Slama.
Hi, I'm Robert Slama, and I want to be your family's attorney. For over 17 years, I've assisted the Jacksonville community by providing a full-service law firm for families, not the rich and powerful, but for everyday families like yours. Since 1998, I have handled some of the most complicated cases in Jacksonville, including Brenton Butler, and more recently, the jury verdict in Jermaine DeBose. Whether it's family law, including divorce, custody, or bankruptcy, juvenile law, personal injury, probate, civil rights, or not-for-profit and churches, I'm dedicated to helping your family with your legal needs. I'm Robert Slama, and I want to be your family's attorney. Call me anytime. My number is 904-296-1050, or you may text me at 838-8607. The law firm of Robert J. Slama.
Welcome back to The Lawyer's Edge. Roger Henderson along with Robert J. Slama, who's out of town on a family emergency right now, talking about a real scenario, real clients he's referencing, without mentioning their names, of course, and illustrating why it is so important to turn to an expert like Robert Slama if you find yourself unexpectedly in need of legal help. That's why people like Robert Slama are here to help you during those situations. And, you know, I'm hearing the story of the guy who's, you know, headed back from the road trip from North Carolina or wherever it may be and needs to fill up gas, puts his debit card in the gas pump, only to find out that his entire bank account had been wiped out and he's got no way to get home. How did this guy manage it? It's amazing. I mean, it's like, wow.
You know, Roger, and it happens in a number of ways, but how do you manage it at that point? He had left upstate New York visiting relatives, was in the process of becoming a police officer in Nassau County. He was on his way down south. His wife had gone to down south from I think she was in Naples. And here he is expecting the two of them as he comes down to meet, to spend Christmas together. And what ends up happening is she goes to stay with her mom, setting up her separation, takes the money out of the account. He's down here and he has like, I don't know, I think she left $25 in the account. He had to call his dad to get gas and have, you know, you go to the family for assistance. But as I'm sitting down looking at him, and it's the same look, it just in women and men, it's the same look. It's just expressed a little bit differently, which is how many tears there are when you realize that what you thought is not at all what's going to be. And so what I was able to do with him was, first establishing the, and with kids involved, the first thing you want to do is establish contact with the other side and figuring out how in the short term we can, you'll hear me use these three words. I used them with David before when we were talking about this, what I call the three S's, stability, security. And those two these days are absolutely paramount, safety, security, and of course, stability. How do we stabilize this in the short term so we can put together a plan and figure out how to cut through the legal minutiae
All right, Robert, I have a question. All right, because you represent all sides, you know, depending on who talks to you. Suppose there is a spouse who wipes out their unfortunate, their what used to be their better half's, you know, financial life, and they're on a road trip like that. Does that hurt them in either mediation or divorce court?
The answer is maybe, and the reason I say that is when you file, and this is why people do it, when you file, there is a standing family law injunction that goes into place, which precludes you from removing assets, things from the home, and doing those sorts of things. So what a lot of people do is, and maybe this is with the help of attorneys, before they file, they start maneuvering and taking stuff and setting up their position to the detriment of the other. So the answer is, should you do that? No. Will you then have to work to try to fix the repercussions of that while you're going through court? Yes. Is there anything that specifically precludes it? No, as long as it's not done fraudulently or illegally. So what do? That person in the short term is borrowing money, and in the instances where they don't have a friend or someone, I've seen guys living then in their house, I mean, out of their house, living in their business, all kinds of scenarios if they're not managed right. So here's how you manage it correctly, though. The first thing you got to do is you got to get with competent counsel from the very beginning. Second is, and this is the way I handle it, I try to figure out the shortest way to cut through the route of the long route to get to the short route. One way to do that is I like to reach out to the other side, find out what their thoughts are and where they're going, and opening up lines of communication, either through a third party, through me, or through someone, making sure that everything that needs to be accounted for financially is accounted for, and then figuring out what we're going to do with the money that's available, housing, arrangements, children, custody, school, extracurricular activities, everything, and stabilize the ship. Then moving ahead either through a request of the other side to go to mediation if they think they can resolve their issues with a little bit of work without going the long play. See, Roger, here's the answer to the question. Why do most people not immediately get involved with an attorney? There's three reasons. I've learned this over 26 years. The first is they think it's too expensive. The second is they're not sure they need you yet. They think, I can handle a lot of this on my own, and if it doesn't work out, then I'll get somebody. The third reason is absolute paralysis brought about by fear. So in other words, the thought is, you know, if I don't get an attorney and I don't get the legal system involved, maybe I can work things out with her, and all of this when I wake up is just going to go away. The harm that I've seen people over and over and over and over do themselves early on follows itself all the way through that and can destabilize them, not just for days, weeks, sometimes months and years. And there's no correct one way to do it. What I try to get across to everyone is you got to play the cards that you're dealt, not the cards your neighbor was dealt. So here's where everybody goes astray and why they end up in a lot of the bad places they do. They don't know what voice to listen to. So they get on the phone, they call their neighbor. They call their best friend, they call their girlfriend who gives them, or boyfriend, who gives them some thoughts based on either their experience or someone they know. And what they're actually doing is you're putting your hands in someone's life who doesn't know how to manage the course. Yet, you're trusting them to lead you through a legal system, even if they've been through it. They know some things, but they certainly don't know your situation and the moves that you need to make in order to get out of it, achieving the goals that you want. And so it's a whole process, but you got to have a sound plan and you've got to have very good execution of that plan. Most of the people out there listening, they watch sports and watch football and stuff. Why do we get so excited when you read the paper on Monday after the Sunday Jaguars game? How many of the people saying that coach made the wrong call? That coach made the wrong decision. New York was screaming at Girardi during the baseball season because he didn't ask for a review and a replay that he was entitled to, but he didn't think he needed it. You see, people can see what's going on. When it comes to a baseball game or a football game, you may have some insight. But when it comes to the legal arena, there are so many variations of everything that you do that if you make the wrong move or the wrong play at the wrong time, not only have you hurt yourself now, you know, you've hurt yourself for the future. So the place you want to be in, you always want to be in the place of having a very sound short-term plan and how you're going to manage things right after all of this starts. And then you need a long-term plan on how everything is ultimately going to wrap up. And then you've got to have the knowledge on how to get there as fast as you can, given your circumstances. And keep in mind when I say fast, people who are in corporate America think fast means I say this, do this, that's done tomorrow. It's not that we can't. It's that the legal system has its own beat. It has its own rhythm. It has its own time. So you say set a hearing tomorrow. That hearing may not be for 3 months. That hearing may not be for 8 weeks to 10 weeks. So what am I doing? Question, what am I doing in the meantime? Well, that's where we got to work through a lot of these issues. And those have to be handled outside the legal system because you're not going to get to a hearing and it's not going to get resolved at the time and the place that you think it is. That's why experience counts. In the end, I always tell people, when experience matters the most, it's not when things are just rolling around going well. I always say it this way. When you're in that plane and you find out that like a little plane that we know of and you certainly know of called the Miracle on the Hudson. Mm-hmm. Who do you want behind that wheel bringing that plane down in the middle of the Hudson? You want Sully or do you want some other dude who just graduated 2 years ago? I want Sully.
Yeah.
I want Sully in that front seat. And again, you know what's so critical about that? When I get to decision making, while everyone focuses on Sully's ability to put the plane down in the water, which if 10 pilots tried that 10 times, only one would have succeeded. It was that Sully had the good sense to know that though the air traffic controller were telling them, you need to go to get to this airport, Sully knew there was no way that he would get there. Based on that immediate knowledge that he had, someone less experienced would have listened to air traffic control.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know, had he listened to ATC and he had gone that route, he never would have made it to the runway and those people would be dead.
Okay, we've got about a minute serious. Left, Robert, before we have to wrap up. But if someone's listening today and they need to call on someone like you to help them through a difficult, unexpected situation involving the law, how do they get in touch with you?
Oh, certainly. You can contact me online at forthefamilyjax.com. That's the website, forthefamilyjax.com. You can email me, rjslamalaw@gmail.com, or you can call my office at 904-296-1050, 904-296-1050. Through the holidays, whatever it is, we certainly can help you and help move you forward and help you figure out how to manage your situation.